Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dale Shannon bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Seven Till having a great visit with our good friend Bill Halal, Dr. William E. Halal. He is, as you know, folks, the guy who created the outstanding forecasting resource called TechCast, and that's techcast.org. I like telling you about it because I think it's important. Folks, Bill's stuff is out there. I mean, his vision is way out in front of ours. But if you'll listen to what he has to say, and think about how your customers will be using the things that Bill is forecasting, you'll start having an idea about where, you know, Bill, I love that book, Spencer Johnson wrote, Who Moved My Cheese? You know, yes. Your cheese is being moved, and where it's going is where Bill is, are the places that Bill is telling you it's going. So Bill, thank you for that. In the past couple of segments, we've been talking about technology and where you think that convergence is going and all this stuff, technology, e-commerce. But one of the things that we know, everything we talked about is about something online. It's about something in the cloud, processing in the cloud, web-based tools. Yes. I'm starting to get concerned that the network, the backbone, the network over which all of this happens, I'm starting to get concerned that the more we demand of our devices, the more of this information that you're talking about that we're going to demand, that's and the more that the technology is so cool and it's giving it to us, but it's got to run on the interstates. It's got to be over the bridges and the highways of the internet, and I'm concerned that infrastructure is not there.
We are going to be reliant on the cloud, and that is a little scary. And that's why some people will hedge. They will keep some of their information on their desktop.
Am I correct? I think you're exactly right. Am I concerned?
But I think it's definitely going to the cloud. Let me give you a little story, tell you a little story. My hard drive failed about a month or two ago, and I had no backup. Very dumb.
Oh.
But that happened. It was terrible. You know, it was a catastrophe. Yeah. Hmm. Especially for a scholar who has all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed about that, Bill.
I am terribly embarrassed. It was stupid. But you know what? I was able to find almost all that material because it was in the cloud.
Yeah, yeah.
I just went through my old emails, and there it was. I'd sent it to people, and I'd stored this there and this there.
Let me give you one word, and they don't pay me a nickel to say this, carbonite. Use Carbonite. It's a backup system in the cloud. It's what I use. Carbonite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're okay now. But the point is, that's the advantage of a cloud, that you know, it's always there for you wherever you go. It's a wonderful thing. But we are dependent on these companies. We're dependent on Google. I mean, if Google did something and their servers crashed, you know, all of us that have stuff stored on
that's exposure, isn't it, Bill? That's a risk, isn't it?
What?
It's exposure.
It is.
It's a risk.
And I think companies are worrying about that very much. They should.
It's wonderful
to use the cloud, but you are vulnerable. These are reliable companies, I think.
Right.
I think Google is a really good company.
But everything requires electricity. It all requires the internet. It requires the backbone of the internet.
Exactly.
The network and everything. And it does worry me to some degree, Bill, that our knowledge, our capability, our money, our assets are in those ones and zeros out there. And if you've ever get a chance to see a movie called The Book of Eli, you need to see it.
I remember that. I saw it. It's a good movie.
Denzel Washington. There's a message.
That's right. It's a wonderful movie.
There's a message in that for us right now.
That's right.
But are you concerned that all of our books...
Yes.
Are you concerned that all of our books are going to be digital and not printed as much in the future?
Exactly. I think it means we have to design these systems so they are redundant and robust and vulnerable, so that they're not vulnerable to failures. We can do that. And a company, I think, has to do that. You know, they should not do the dumb thing I did, be vulnerable to a failure. You've got to have everything backed up. You've got to have multiple systems. I think that's really part of the design. And it's easy. It makes good sense.
But you know, Bill, I have my books are e-books now. I own e-books, but I hope we don't ever stop printing books. Don't you?
No, I don't think we will. That's again redundancy.
Yeah.
I think we just like the way television didn't do away with movies.
Yeah,
movies are more popular than ever.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. But we got a lot more to talk about. There's more meat in here that we haven't gotten to. Will you come back soon and talk about some more about your forecasts?
Yes, we have another 5 fields of technology we haven't even touched on.
We still
on
need
yet.
To get into those, and we will, Bill. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today.
So long.
See you. Dr. Bill Hallal, ladies and gentlemen, techcast.org. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.